This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, this battle I'm having with Google after they censored Natural News, I mean, completely censored the website. This thing, it's just exploding in terms of being in the news or being talked about. I've been on half a dozen radio shows now with more invites coming in constantly. What's really fascinating about it is that even people who are experts in SEO are analyzing this situation. SEO means search engine optimization. Like experts who know how to make your search engine rank well, they're analyzing this situation, and none of them can find any technical reason why Natural News would be censored by Google. And the reason is because there is no technical reason. Now, Google is claiming, let me pull up the actual webmaster tools. Google is claiming that we are in violation of Google's webmaster guidelines, but they don't name any pages that violate the guidelines. They just say the entire site, all of it, violates guidelines, and they don't say like any URL or any group of URLs. Now, we did have under blogs.naturalnews, which is a different, it's a subdomain, and it's treated differently by Google. We did have some bloggers without our authorization and in violation of our guidelines. They went out and tried to sell, or maybe even successfully sold, some outbound links from their blog articles that run under blogs.naturalnews.com. But we already shut that down the minute we learned about it. And what we did actually is we slapped on a new attribute to all the outbound links that is rel equals no follow. So the outbound links aren't worth anything. So they're not worth selling. And actually, the people doing that have already been stopped from doing it. But that's not even the issue that affects naturalnews.com, the entire domain. It's something else. And it was a human decision to shut off Natural News. And I can tell you, even though my attorneys are already telling me not to go into too much technical discussion, I can tell you that the reason Google is citing is complete bullshit, that they are fabricating it. They're making it up so that they could turn off the Natural News website. And so I want to give a shout out to SGT Report. They've posted a really great video about all of this. That's sgtreport.com. And it's called, And Then They Came For Me. And what SGT Report is pointing out is exactly what I've covered in some of these podcasts, which is that, you know, this isn't about Natural News per se. This is about the idea that Google has now begun to assert its monopoly power to turn off any website without warning, without justification, without a trial, at a moment's notice, simply because they disagree with the site's content. Now, they can cite webmaster violations. They can make up a fabricated excuse and they can shut you off. It's kind of like a corrupt cop pulling you over and saying, well, you got a smashed tail light. And then you say, no, I don't. I don't have a smashed tail light. And they say, well, you sure do. And they pull out a flashlight and smash your tail light. Yeah, going to rat you up, buddy. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend Southerners with the Southern accent there. I'm making a parody of the movies that make fun of cops like that. Anyway, the point is, that's the kind of thing that Google is trying to pull on this. They're fabricating false accusation, a false reason to shut off the entire website, and they're doing it deliberately. It's insidious. It's malicious, and it can be done to you. That's the next step of where all of this goes. Today, it's Natural News. Tomorrow, it's your YouTube account. They're going to demonetize your YouTube, perhaps. Maybe the next day, they just take InfoWars offline, or they take Breitbart offline. And maybe 2 years from now, at the next election, which actually begins more like a year and a half from now, they just censor all of the information that would support a candidate they don't like. They can control the outcome of the election. Now, Google has a near monopoly on search in the United States. They control about 2/3 of the search market. It's a near monopoly level. And with this monopolistic type of power, they are able to influence public opinion on every topic that people search for. Google can manipulate the results using a secret black box algorithm where they have secretly removed entire websites of information because they don't like that information for whatever reason. It's their bias. They are now the arbiters of so-called facts or so-called truth. So if you're searching for information on a particular debate, let's pick something somewhat innocuous, like, let's say, honeybee pollinators versus the neonic pesticides that are killing the honeybees. Now, if you're searching for honeybees and neonic pesticides, and you're wondering why the honeybee populations are collapsing all over the country, which, by the way, is a concerning issue since they pollinate about one third of all the calories that you eat on your dinner plate, just letting you know. If you search for that, you would expect to have a variety of different viewpoints from different scientists. You would have some scientists that say, yeah, this is an urgent issue. The honeybees are being decimated. You might have other scientists that say, oh, no, that's complete nonsense. The pesticides have nothing to do with it. Of course, they're paid by, you know, Monsanto and DuPont and other companies like that, probably. But nevertheless, you would expect to get a diversity of opinion. You might have an environmentalist on there. You might have a pesticide company on there. You're going to have sort of the pro-chemical point of view, and then you're going to have the pro-natural point of view or the environmental point of view. Well, Natural News is the pro-natural point of view on every topic. When you're talking about nutritional therapies or the dangers of pharmaceuticals or individual natural rights, liberty, for example, the natural right to self-defense, even natural philosophy is what that falls under. Whether we're talking about natural remedies, herbal medicine, indigenous medicine, or even sometimes a little bit of satire on a pop culture topic like Lady Gaga, for example. I wrote a crazy funny satire piece about her after the Super Bowl. So on all of these topics, you expect to have a diversity of information from Google. If Google's a real search engine, if it's honest, you wouldn't want to see everything line up from just one side of the debate on honeybees and pesticides, would you? But that's what Google is now doing. So on all of these important issues like that we cover, like mercury in vaccines, which is still in vaccines that are given to pregnant women and children all across America, now Google is censoring the pro-child point of view, which is our point of view. We want to protect children from mercury. Instead, they're only allowing you to see the pro-vaccine point of view, which says mercury somehow isn't toxic, even though it is. It's like the FDA says, well, mercury is dangerous if you eat it in tuna fish, but somehow you can inject it into children and it has no effect. That makes no sense, right? It's irrational. It's illogical. And yet, we can't even argue that now. We're not even allowed to be part of the debate. And that's the danger of what Google is doing. They are silencing whatever part of the debate that they don't want to have a voice. And we've seen this trend. This is a very dangerous trend. We've also seen this politically. We've seen a lot of efforts to have riots and shout down, you know, Trump when he was out there on the campaign trail. A lot of violent riots to shut him down. We saw a lot of violent riots at UC Berkeley against Milo. And the rioters, many of them wrote student essays in the UC Berkeley student newspaper, and they quite literally argued that they have the right to kill people whose speech they don't like. That was their argument. Because in their minds, they said that speech that they don't like is a form of violence. Therefore, they can use violence to stop violence. It's crazy. It's crazy talk, right? But this is what they argued. Now, Google is saying that they can use monopoly power, which is an antitrust violation of federal law, by the way, but they can use monopoly power to silence whatever speech they don't like. So this is a similar argument to the UC Berkeley argument, except without the physical violence. So instead of physically beating you over the head with a baseball bat, Google simply assassinates you online. They engage in what you might call a form of information terrorism, like setting off a terrorist bomb to destroy your content or destroy even your character. You know, one of the things that happens when Google censors you is they eliminate your ability to speak up for yourself and defend yourself against critics who are slandering you and defaming you and spreading false lies and deliberately spreading false information. So not only is Google silencing natural news, Google is also empowering its critics to spread more false information while taking away from natural news our ability to defend ourselves with our side of the debate or our side of the story or whatever the issue is. So it's a very, very dangerous precedent that's being set by Google. And it's I've seen many people talking and texting and tweeting about this, and it's creating almost a David versus Goliath type of situation where I guess I'm the David now. It's not like I was searching out to go to battle with Goliath, but you know, here we are. And I've got a sling and some stones, and you know, it's either you either stand up for yourself or you get crushed by this organization, Google, that has now become literally the Orwellian Ministry of Truth, engaged in the obliteration of information that they don't like. It's a very dangerous precedent. It's the kind of thing that you might expect to find in communist China, or North Korea, or maybe Cuba, some kind of state, Iran, for example, where they have very strict controls over the internet, and they imprison and execute dissidents who speak out against the government. You know, North Korea, they throw you into a gulag. In China, they arrest you and harvest your organs, literally. I'm not even making that up. You know, in Cuba, you just disappear, and maybe your family members disappear too. In the United States, Google assassinates you online, and they destroy your content, your character, your credibility, and even your revenue model as well. It's a form of economic sabotage at the same time that it's also an assault on free speech and a character assassination. So this is why we are pursuing legal action against Google, because these actions by Google violate federal antitrust law, as well as consisting of other violations of federal law and other violations of civil rights. So this is a very serious issue. I didn't realize I was going to find myself in this position of going to battle with Google over this. But this is what they have forced me to do to protect my right to participate in the public debate on these important issues that affect our health, our ecosystems, our futures. You know, free speech is something worth fighting for. And now Google is engaged in an unprecedented assault against free speech. And, you know, first they came for me, next they're going to come for you. And when they come for you, will there be anyone left to speak for you? Because who speaks for the people on the internet today? It's not CNN, guarantee you that. It isn't the Washington Post. It isn't the New York Times. It isn't Google News. It's the independent media. That's Natural News. That's Breitbart or InfoWars or SGT Report or, you know, 1,000 other websites that are all independent media, the real free press of America. And it is we, the new media, the free press, who are being specifically targeted. You'll notice that Google didn't shut off The Washington Post when they ran their fake news story about the Russians running Natural News and 200 other websites. No, that was allowed. No problem. That doesn't violate Google's webmaster guidelines. The Washington Post can lie all day. They can fabricate fake news every day. And they remain indexed by Google. Why? Because they are the official lies. The official lies are what That's what the Ministry of Truth is supposed to push. It's the truth that is censored. It's the free-thinking people who are censored. It's freedom to think that is under assault. And freedom to think means, you know, logic and reason. To be able to debate, to be able to argue a point, to be able to point out that someone else is wrong in their conclusion and give reasons why. Google has said that will not be allowed on the topics that they choose, because they're going to target and destroy those who have arguments that they don't want to be part of the public discussion. That's extremely dangerous. And again, it's a violation of federal law as well. So Google's war is a war on logic and reason. And as such, Google has really become an agent for the suppression of human knowledge. So instead of expanding human knowledge and giving people access to a diverse collection of ideas, even ideas that may disagree or may compete with each other, instead of doing that, Google is now taking deliberate steps to suppress human knowledge, to drag humanity back into the dark ages of official narratives that frankly are mostly funded by the drug companies in the vaccine industry, which is steeped in lies and criminality and corruption. I mean, every major drug company in America has already pled guilty to multiple crimes. GlaxoSmithKline, for example, $3 billion U.S. Department of Justice fine for engaging in and admitting to multiple felony crimes involving the widespread bribery of over 40,000 doctors across America. You may not have known about that because Google doesn't allow that true story to rise to the top of anything. They suppress it. That's why you didn't know it. Or maybe you did know it, but it's only because you read Natural News, probably, because who else covers that? Not very many organizations really cover it. Or even if they do, the New York Times probably covered it briefly, but they don't emphasize it. They don't refer to it. It's like, yeah, that happened. We covered it. They're going to move on. You know, Trump is evil. Trump is evil. Trump is mentally ill. That's the New York Times. So it's this whole idea that public discourse and public debate is really an essential element for a free society. We like to talk about democracy, even though America is a republic, not a true democracy. But democracy itself, the idea of democracy, cannot exist in a society where information or access to information is controlled by a powerful monopolistic corporation like Google that does not have the best interests of expanding human knowledge in mind. Instead, it is interested in censoring certain types of information that might, for example, challenge the revenues of some of its largest advertisers. So there's a lot of drug money that comes into Google. The drug makers, pharmaceutical companies, they bring a lot of money to the mainstream media and to Google. Well, Natural News works to educate people so that they don't need to buy expensive drugs, or they don't need expensive surgery, or they don't need to go in for cancer treatment because they're preventing cancer for pennies a day using something very simple like a vitamin D supplement, for example. So we want to teach people to not have to spend their life fortunes on the drug companies and hospitalization. Yet the industries that fund Google and the media, that is the drug companies, they want you to forfeit your whole life savings in your last year or two of life by spending it on their expensive drugs and treatments and transplants and radiotherapy and mastectomies and everything else. That's what they want because they're in business to make money. They don't make money when people prevent disease. And Natural News shows people how to prevent disease and not become victims and not become lifetime customers of a for-profit sick care industry. And so that might also explain a lot of why we're being censored by Google quite deliberately. And this is a hit job. This is an assassination, a digital assassination. And it's being carried out in the open by Google, which is now openly admitting that they are steeped in evil, that they are, in essence, willing to shut off any site at any time without warning, without a hearing, without any real justification, just because they don't like the words that you are saying or the ideas that you represent. They don't like your reasoning or your science or your logic or your analysis or your conclusions. They're going to shut you off and shut you up and shut you down. This is what Google does. This is who Google is now. This is the monster that Google has become. They went from first do no evil to now administering evil by the second, by distorting the public debate on important topics that affect our lives, our children's health, our cognitive function, our longevity, our healthcare costs, everything else. And they don't want Natural News to have any ability to participate in those debates because we save America money by avoiding the expensive treatments associated with chronic disease. We teach people how to prevent disease. We keep people out of the hospitals. We prevent cancer. We help people live longer, happier, and healthier. And that, believe it or not, is a threat to the pharmaceutical cartels, the drug cartels that are really behind Google. And that again, may explain a lot of why this is happening. It may not just be because we are advocating some of President Trump's policies. It may also be because we threaten the revenue model of the pharmaceutical industry. So there's a lot to consider here. I don't know at this point if we're going to be permanently banned or if they're going to reinstate Natural News. I'm not sure how this is going to play out. What I do know is that we're not going to just sit here and be silent about it. We're going to keep escalating this issue. We're going to keep spreading awareness. We are going to show people what Google has really become, which is a discredited fake search, evil organization engaged in deliberate censorship that is run by a lot of drug money. That's an accurate statement of what Google is and what they have become. And the more people realize that, the less they'll use Google, because Google depends entirely on the faith, really the blind faith of users to come to the engine and search on it. And when that blind faith is shattered because people are shown the truth that Google is giving you fake search results, not genuine search, then people are just going to go somewhere else. They'll go to other search engines like DuckDuckGo, for example, or our own very small media search engine called goodgopher.com. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, but I want you to know that I stand for liberty, for freedom of expression, for the First Amendment. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to be silenced or intimidated. I'm going to continue to fight for not just my right to speak freely, but your right to speak freely. And if I have to be the one that sets the precedent or has to do battle with Goliath, then so be it. I'm here. I'm capable. I'm going to stand up for all of us and all of our right to speak our mind and all of our right to challenge the status quo. I'm going to stand up for all of our voices to be able to say, no, don't inject that child with mercury. That's incredibly damaging and stupid, frankly. I'm going to stand here and fight for my rights and your rights. And whatever comes of it is whatever happens. I can't predict in advance. I don't know the outcome. I don't know exactly where this is going to go. I just know that I stand for principles. I apply those principles universally, and I am willing to risk everything to stand up for those principles, and I appreciate your support in all of this. So there's a petition that we posted, a White House petition you can sign now. Find the link to that on naturalnews.com. Sign the petition. Help us get to 100,000 signatures. And we can really send a powerful message to the Trump administration that says Google has become a danger to freedom, a danger to liberty, a danger to public education, a danger to the health and livelihoods of the American people. And we have to stop that. It's time to break the Google monopoly and halt Google's censorship of websites like Natural News. And that list is expanding all the time. More and more sites Google is banning all the time. They're doing it deliberately. They're doing it maliciously. And they may come after you next, for all you know. So thank you for listening. Please spread this podcast and listen to more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. At the Health Ranger store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.